Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
When is your preferred start for Carolina football? This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Everyone has his or her favorite time for a Tar Heel home football game. Some people may even like the dreaded noon kickoffs so they can get the game over with and spend the rest of the day either partying in Chapel Hill or getting the hell out of Dodge. TV has that slot, so someone has to play in it. Most coaches like the traditional 1 or 2 o'clock kick because that's when Saturday afternoon football was played before television took over the game. Enough time to tailgate and then enough time to have a decent dinner that night after the Heels either win or lose. Unfortunately, TV has made that time almost extinct. Here is how television is taking control of football. The time slots begin at noon and belong to the mediocre matchups of the day. In the ACC, that means the Raycom game between, say, a Wake Forest and a Duke before the Blue Devils got so good. The Tar Heels have been in enough noon games in recent years to pretty much kill the lunch business in Chapel Hill and leave Keenan noticeably empty until enough fans find their way over to fill up most of the silver seats. The 3:30 start is usually for a network broadcast, ABC in the ACC and CBS in the Southeastern Conference. This is generally the second-best matchup of the day, a Florida State versus a Carolina, if the Tar Heels are any good that season. This may be the preferred kickoff time for most fans who can spend a leisurely day lunching or tailgating and getting amply liquored up for the game that begins under sunny skies and ends under the lights. The night has taken over the best games, like in the SEC when no matter the venue, some 90,000 thoroughly imbibed fans are filling a stadium from Knoxville to Baton Rouge for a headliner on ESPN. On occasion, an over-the-air network will show Notre Dame at Southern Cal beginning at 8 Eastern Time. UNC's two opening opponents this fall are so innocuous that the school probably had some say in selecting 6 p.m. for Liberty on August 30th over ESPN3, which is an online telecast, and 8 o'clock the next week against San Diego State on ESPN News, which is the least watched of the ESPN stations. Not the favorite times for local merchants, missing the after-game traffic, but best for privileged patrons of the Blue Zone, who will actually sit in their seats instead of baking for a quarter and then heading inside to eat, drink, and watch on a flat screen. This is Archansky. See ya.